global expansion, and financial success that characterized the 35 years from the early 1980s to now, early 2018. Our concern is that this focus on heroes and disruptors with the right personal values and visions will only go so far in preparing any one of us for the work upheavals we will face in the next 35 years. What if we proposed that you can reframe the personal challenge of improving your leadership skills into a collective challenge of helping to improve how your groups perform? Consider this book as a way to take the pressure off you to do it all. Instead of heading into work wondering how you alone can solve the problem, what if you went to work committed to sorting it out with a partner, a group, a large or small work team? It's not up to you alone to solve the problem, to lead to greatness, to change the world. It is up to you to create a learning environment in which you and your group can cooperate in identifying and fixing the processes that solve problems, and maybe then change the world. We hope this book gives you some new ways to ask questions, some new ways to learn, in sum, some examples of humble leadership that have helped others create change and growth. Brief historical note. We have always been puzzled by this question. Do leaders create cultures, or do cultures create leaders? We've seen many examples of both and have continued to honor the dichotomy. However, in the last 75 years, we have evolved the field of group dynamics and have...